I am John, Wookiee impersonator and a Ladrin warlock with the Warriors of the Stars. Along came Jason, my bearded friend. Fabulous secret ideas revealed to me the day he came to my house and said,
I want to make a podcast!
Only two others share this secret. Eric of the Loch Ness and Jacob. Together we started talking about toys, comics, games, and movies on the Super Awesome Geek Show!
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of the Super Awesome Geek Show! I'm John, the producer and host of the show, and today I've got something a little bit shorter than usual for you. Jason Rigdon and I watched Snowpiercer, and we thought it was pretty cool. We asked the rest of the guys to check it out, but none of them really thought it was as great as Jason and I did. So it was quite warm the other night. Jason threw a bonfire, and he invited me over, and we decided to have a small, quick fireside chat about Snowpiercer. And that's the episode I'm giving you guys today. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. We really liked it. We thought it was pretty cool. It's on Netflix. But, yeah, here you go. Our fireside chat about Snowpiercer. So, Jason and I are here on the Super Awesome Geek Show. I'm John, by the way. In case you're wondering who I is. At a fireside chat. Talking about the movie Snowpiercer. It's up on Netflix now. Is it on Amazon and all the others too?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if it's on Amazon Prime, but it's on demand, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Snowpiercer, now it's got, what's his face in it, right? Wasn't it, it's that guy
Ed
from Doctor Who's in it, and it's got one of the guys from the Marvel movies, right? What's his name?
The guy, he plays Captain America, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know his name.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
It's Chris something, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Ed Harris in it, though. There we go.
Yeah. And it has a couple of those British actors that you see in things like Trainspotting and other things that...
Yeah, there's a lot of little cameos of it's... It features the same plot as Highlander 2, right?
Are they on a train on Highlander 2?
No. They try to fix the global warming and
everything. That one, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Where it causes a global disaster. Though in Highlander 2, they didn't have snow. It was just dreary.
Yeah, it was just dreary, and the whole sky was all crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was all like some kind of Dolly painting or something.
Yeah,
sky.
Yeah. But it was just dreary and sad, not a frozen wasteland.
Yeah. Yeah, in Snowpiercer, what happens is to solve global warming, they decide to shoot a chemical up into the atmosphere. Brilliant, right? That will lower the temperature just 1 or 2 degrees and make the Earth bearable again. But it backfires and freezes the entire planet to the point where every living thing on it dies. Except for a few people who happen to be on a train, right?
Yeah, I've got a lot of questions about this film. I mean, it's definitely... It's a real film, right?
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't be taken, seriously, I don't think.
Well, it was very cool, but, yeah, the basic premise of the only living people are left on a train is kind of weird.
You can't... I think that the suspension of disbelief is a little bit hard to do, to say that they built this train, they built this track that went, I believe, around the entire world?
Yeah, yeah.
And that just seems a little, maybe, hard to believe. But I think a lot of it's very stylized of kind of being, a fantasy, you know, not to be thought of as a realistic hard. It is not a hard sci-fi movie. That's what I'm going after.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fun film
How worried are you about spoilers here?
Well, we'll just say if anyone wants to watch it, we might have some spoilers in this episode. So, if you really want to watch it before listening to this episode. Yeah.
Because there's a perpetual motion machine in there, right? That. There is
there was.
So technically
they have to fix that problem after a while.
So I think once you get past some of the fantasy elements, I think that's what some people had a problem with. Yeah, like Rob wrote me before this. He wasn't really up for coming on because he thought that it was good until at the end. He said it fell apart, but I didn't think it really fell apart at the end.
Where
I really liked
think,
the ending.
Where did he classify the ending? Because I mean, it's a fairly long. It's not a short movie.
Yeah, maybe he didn't like the reveal at the end. You know. But he didn't really go into detail. He just wrote me a quick text.
Yeah. I know people had problems. We talked about the... Now we're really going to be into spoilers.
Yeah.
We'll just go right to the end of the polar bear.
Oh, yeah. At the very, very
and
end.
And I know a lot of people were very angry about that. And I have not read the graphic novel, but I heard that some people were upset because I guess the graphic novel, that doesn't happen. And everyone's just dead.
Well, see, I wondered if it was on the train. That was my thought, because they did say they had a lot of animals and other things on the train.
Yeah, but it seems really weird to have a polar bear.
I kind of feel like it's a sign that
life was still surviving.
Okay.
That their idea that everything was dead, not totally true.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they did lead to a little bit of that, because the one guy was thinking that they could get off the train whenever they wanted, and it had been that way for at least a few years.
Because there's the airplane crash, right?
That
they think the snow was melting.
Yeah. Every year he said it was less and less.
But those folks, they're going to die.
Oh, those...
I read a thing with the director when he said something along the lines of, you know, life will survive, life always survives. I'm like, that works if you have, like, maybe 1,000 individuals.
Yeah.
You had, like, two people?
Yeah.
They're not going to make it.
Only two people live by the end of the movie, just so you know.
They're cannibals. They're going to eat each other.
Those two weren't cannibals. It was only the people up front that were, right?
We don't know. We don't know. This is the one guy who had the line about, like, I know what a baby tastes like.
That's true. He was in the back of the train. Yeah.
Yeah. It was tough times.
He claimed they were the best.
Well,
we can
only imagine. Yeah, I just can't see how they would possibly survive.
Give me my baby back ribs.
How are they going to survive finding shelter, finding food?
Like, well, how are they going to survive the bear? He's got to be pretty hungry.
Seriously, as far as we know, that bear is going to be their only source of food.
I think the bear is going to eat them.
Well, yeah, it's either it's kill or be killed. And they're not looking too good.
I mean, it was a little kid and a... Well, just give it away, you know. It was a little kid and a teenage girl. How are they going to kill the bear?
They're not. You have the smaller one be eaten by the bear, then the other one will hit it in the head with a rock.
And just hope she's already pregnant?
They have to first. There's got to be more fighting than they can pull off in that limited amount of time. But the train.
The train was cool. I liked the whole bit on the train. I thought that was pretty cool.
The whole, just how stylized everything was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was an interesting device to make them go from place to place to place.
Yeah.
It has the same kind of story-wise, the structure of like a fortress, really.
Yeah, they worked their way from the back of the train to the front of the train to try and take over. That's the basic premise of the film, because the people in the back of the train have been exploited for 17 years, according to the film.
Yeah.
And basically used in a way to keep the people at the front of the train happy, well-fed, and basically living a lifestyle that they're accustomed to, which would be what, you know, most Americans live, especially if you're a wealthy American. And they wanted to keep that lifestyle, so they were using the people in the back of the train to keep the front of the train happy, right?
Yeah. No, what was their end game? Like, were they just planning on going forever and ever?
Well, until the Earth melted enough where they could live again, I think. Yeah. But I think initially the people in the back of the train wanted to get to the front of the train to end the segregation and make everyone equal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was their plan. Like,
why would you even bother getting on this train? I mean, I know you're supposed to survive, but for what? Like, you don't have any plan. Eventually, it's not like getting onto a spaceship where eventually we're going to go to the other world where we'll start again. This is like where the world's frozen, everyone's dead, let's get on a train, we're going to stay on there forever.
Well, I mean, they had to have some idea that it would melt eventually, right? Or did they really think that it was going to be frozen forever?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I wonder what the people in power, what their end game was. I mean, were they just trying to save a piece of humanity and not really thinking about the future? Their entire goal was just to save whatever they possibly could?
I guess that could be said, yeah. Because they didn't really go into that in the film, not really at all. And they clearly, if they even knew about the thawing, they didn't want the rest of the people to know.
Yeah.
You know, they were clearly trying to stop them from opening the doors and getting off the train.
Yeah. I mean, definitely has, like, a ton of political...
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Not even subtext, it's just, like, clearly in your face of just the whole, like, the schoolroom.
Oh, yeah.
Basically indoctrinating the children to the religion of the engine, you know?
That kind of reminded me of, like, Hitler Youth.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, totally. I mean, I think that crazy... What was that lady? I forget her name. She had the glasses, she had the weird little mouth.
Yeah,
totally reminded me of a Nazi.
Yeah. And it had a little bit of Mad Max-ish to it, too, you know, with them fighting with the guys with all the weaponry and everything. And
yeah, some of the fighting was pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They basically had bladed and blunt weapons, and they were fighting each other with those kind of things after they ran out of guns and bullets.
Yeah, cause it's a South Korean director, right?
Was it a South Korean director?
So, I mean, it definitely has, like, kind of a... I mean, maybe not a martial arts traditionally, but that kind of feel of those films. Of
well, and that one guy was pretty martial art, like, you know, yeah.
But I mean, like, with weapons, I mean, it was very choreographed, very stylized, very, very tight. I have seen that there's some controversy as to nominated for no awards.
What, really?
Nothing.
How did it not get anything? No nominations at all.
It's part of the curse of this film. I mean, do you get anything with the backstory?
No, I didn't.
There's a lot of stories as to what exactly happened, but they basically pulled the entire marketing budget for this film. And so it had very limited release. Pretty much everybody that I know saw it on demand or streaming.
Yeah.
I know, like, one person that saw it in the theater.
I didn't even know it was in the theaters.
And they basically tried to bury this movie. And there's a lot of allegations about why. And one of the problems, and I hear this referred to multiple times, even the Wikipedia article, I think, says this briefly.
Is the government really going to throw something chemical into the atmosphere to cool down the planet?
No,
and they don't want us to know about it?
That they didn't like that the entire film wasn't in English.
What?
Because
there's been other films where it wasn't.
Yes, but
where part of it was not in English.
I think that what the allegation is that the distributing company was very upset that Americans just won't watch this film because there's too much subtitles. Which may be true, sort of, but...
Well, I can tell you, I didn't notice it enough to make it overwhelming. I only noticed, like, a couple scenes. It wasn't any more than, like, an Avengers film when the aliens are talking.
Yeah, yeah, no, but...
I've
been told that it was basically a fight between the people who made the movie and the distributors, and they basically tried to bury the film because of the argument, basically.
Okay.
Because it was a pretty big budget movie.
I mean, it seemed like it had a good budget.
I mean,
it
kind of never really made it to the Cineplex.
Huh.
Yeah, they really tried to bury it. There's a lot of stories about it. I don't know what's true and what's not. I just know that it does seem like they definitely tried to bury this film for some reason. I'm sure there's a bunch of conspiracy theories that go into the global warming.
Uh-huh, right.
The class war.
Governments don't want us to know.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's what they're planning on doing with everybody. Once they, you know, the dispersion between the poor and the wealthy is getting ever greater every year.
They're going to put us all on a train.
Yeah, they're going to put us all on a train.
I mean, I would totally dig the train without the whole ice age and class war. But
I don't want to eat bugs.
The perpetually moving train? That is cool.
It is a good idea.
Yeah, I like that.
But I don't want to eat bug sludge.
Isn't that what, was it named? Is it Elon Musk? Is that what he's building in California? Hyperloop?
A train, really?
Yeah, the Hyperloop.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's just going to go through California, though.
Huh.
Yeah.
Like LA to San Francisco?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Boy, that would be cool.
He's building everything cool in the world.
Yeah, he is. Elon Musk is, like, the greatest guy.
Is he from the future?
I think he is, yeah.
An alien or from the future, right?
Yeah. One or the other.
Yeah.
He's like Reverse Flash, you know?
He
came from the future.
He's trying to make us better.
Yeah. Well, I suspect that guy on the Flash TV show is in the wheelchair is really from the future, and he's in the past, right?
Yeah, well, that's
Elon Musk.
Yeah. Yes. The Flash. Have you seen the new episode?
I did just watch it today, yeah.
Is that not the best superhero TV show ever?
Oh, I loved it, yeah.
It's just done so well. I mean, I love Arrow 2, but it really puts Arrow to shame.
Well, I like Captain Cold. Like, I just saw the one where Captain Cold and then the fire guy is together. Yeah, they were teamed
like
up, right?
Classic villain team up.
Yeah.
He comes out as being the Flash. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Everything I hoped for.
That was really a good one.
Yeah.
That show just gets better and better every episode, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I think they've got really great writers that really understand the characters. I've been a little bit worried about... Now, tell me if I'm wrong. The Flash is going to be in the Justice League movie, right?
I believe he is.
But not this guy.
Not this actor, no.
Won't the fans just revolt? Like, it will be... Like, how many years from now before the actual Justice League movie comes out, right? Is it five?
Or something like that, yeah. Well, I mean, have they cast him? I mean, I guess they could if it's that far off. But it's going to be unbalanced because I'm hearing that the Batman, that the way they're portraying Batman is an older man.
Yeah.
He's going to be like in his 50s or something, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
wow. Yeah. Like, that's he's supposed to be a rough and tumble older guy. So this Justice thing is supposed to take place in the future of the Batman universe. Mm. And we're supposed to assume that Superman's just been around for that long. And that's why there's this...
I mean,
it's not a direct sequel from the other Superman.
I like the idea of not doing origin stories. That's why I do like the idea of if they could incorporate the Flash and Arrow into the Justice League movie. We don't have to do an origin for them because we all know.
Yeah.
You know?
But I think they'd be too young, even 5 years from now, to mix with a 50-year-old Batman and a Superman that's been around for a while. And But I guess the Wonder Woman's kind of...
Well, Wonder Woman's immortal, right? I mean, she doesn't age.
She is immortal? Okay.
Yeah, well, she's like supernatural. So,
yeah.
I mean, time passes differently on the Amazon Island.
Yeah.
So, yes.
What did they call? Didn't they had a name for that, didn't they?
Yes, I don't remember what the name
Whatever.
Is.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think the Snowpiercer train did go through that island.
It did, yes, yeah.
Just to make sure we tie it all together.
It must have. If it went all the way around the world,
yeah,
right?
It has to.
Did it do one just loop, or was it kind of snaking its way around? Because I imagine it would have had to go up by Greenland and try to cross the bridge.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, take little jumps. Because they couldn't build a bridge all the way across the Atlantic Ocean.
That's one of the questions about, like... So, I imagine the oceans froze solid, is what they want to say, right? And you probably just make
the train was built?
Exactly.
That can't happen.
Yeah. How would you do that? Yeah,
I would have thought they went across, like, Siberia.
Yeah.
You know, because they would, obviously, since the Siberian, the Trans-Siberian Railroad is already built, you would just connect it to that, because that goes across a huge continent.
Yeah.
And then you would go across the Bering Strait, come down through the United States, and go back up towards Greenland, and like Nova Scotia, and then over to Greenland, and down Iceland, and into Norway and stuff, and come back down through Europe that way, right?
And just as far as trains go, who's maintaining these rails? Who's, like, have you ever seen, like, those trains with a big snowblower on the front? Like, when you
crashed through some of those ice
piles. Yeah, you can only do that so often, and then everyone dies.
Yes.
There is another movie out there about the maintenance crew that takes care of all of this.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
so I guess they could have gone down... Yeah, they go across... If they went across the Bering Strait and then went all the way down in South America, they could make that little jump to Antarctica. Cut across and then hit Africa, the Cape Horn, right? They could connect into there.
Well, we also have the problem. We know that the people in charge are big liars. So it could be just circling Nebraska.
Nebraska?
Yeah.
Or it's Elon Musk's California loop and they're just telling everybody,
exactly,
you know? Yeah.
Yeah, we can't trust these people. We have no idea where this train is going. We know there's an airplane they pass, what, like, is it once a year or once every 6 months?
They
or
send
something?
Once a year, I think.
Yeah. So, I mean, they could be going slow. I mean, we could probably do the math to figure out how fast that train needs to be moving to circumnavigate the world in 1 year. And is that reasonable?
That's really slow, though. Because I think,
so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, the Earth is only, what, like 20-some thousand miles?
It really depends on how crazy the routing
is.
Know? They could do bulk.
Because that train looked like it was booking pretty fast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't get that one curve where they were shooting back and forth. Like, the front of the train was shooting the back of the train as it was going around a curve, like, through the windows.
Yeah, some of the designs of the track were unfortunate.
Yeah, I was like, that has to be a pretty sharp curve, right?
Yeah, yeah.
In order to do that. And for the length of time they were doing it,
and
I mean...
if you were to design this thing, would you really go for, like, the two-rail, or would you go for a monorail? A monorail seems maybe better.
Yeah, because you're kind of clipped around it, right?
Yeah, or maybe even like a pyramid-shaped thing that you could somehow clip into.
Yeah, so you wouldn't derail as often. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Because it was on just like a two-rail thing, and when it crashed, it really like crashed.
Yeah, yeah, it was just a matter of time.
Yeah, there's another spoiler. It crashes at the end.
Yes, yes. It's been out for a long time.
Yeah, we hope you watched it.
Yeah, it's been
out. We hope that you've watched it, had something that you took away from the film, and that's why you're listening to this podcast.
Otherwise, the movie's been out for like a year, you haven't seen it, and you're listening to a podcast about it, and then you're going to complain of spoilers now?
Well, I do know one or two people who would, they'd be like, spoilers, come on!
Could we just incorporate that into the intro music and just like, spoilers! Yes. It was a great movie, though. I'm interested to see. I haven't really looked to see what else this director's done. I think the previous stuff he did was mostly foreign films that, as an American, I can understand. I don't think I can watch all those subtitles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It depends. The film has to have some really good action and some really good acting for me to get through a whole film that's completely subtitled. You know, like I'll watch a lot of kung fu movies if they're done really well from Donnie Yen or something like that, but and not the campy corny ones where they have all those piss and fart jokes.
What?
Yeah, those
I guess I just don't watch enough kung fu
movies.
Watched
one that like some fire and ice thing or something like that. It was just absolutely horrible and I was like, what is Donnie Yen doing? But I guess it's a series and it's his light-hearted series or whatever and not as but so you have to be careful with certain actors. At least I feel like you do. Yeah.
Yes, but if you haven't seen it, you need to see it. The Snowpiercer.
Snowpiercer,
was
When you first told me about it, though, I was confused. I thought it was Snow Crasher, the book, you know, the novel.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, they turned it into a movie. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then I realized it wasn't.
When I first heard about it, I wasn't interested because it. When you tell someone about it, it sounds really dumb. Right? Oh, this train, and like the whole world's like frozen, and like they're on this train, and like they're trying to fight for their freedoms. And you're like, I don't know. That sounds really cool, I guess. Maybe.
Yeah, I think maybe you have to see the preview. I don't know.
Yeah, I was lucky. So I got recommended by a friend, and I decided I was just going to watch it. And I always recommend, if you ever possibly can, watching movies without ever watching the trailer.
Yeah, I didn't see anything of it.
If you somehow not watch any of the trailers,
you just told me about the film and said it's pretty good, so it took me a couple of weeks, but I put it in my queue on Netflix, and then after a couple of weeks, I did end up watching it, and I really liked it.
So I can see how that movie could be totally ruined by trailers. I should look up and see what the trailers look like. I bet
I put them in that email when I told everybody else about it.
I haven't seen the trailers, but I bet they ruin everything, right?
It is pretty. It's a long trailer, and so there's a lot in it. But it's kind of out of order, so. I think you could get one idea from the trailer, then watch the movie and go, wait a minute.
You know. Yeah, but stylized. I mean, I haven't seen a movie that was that kind of stylish.
No,
the scenes and the construction of them is so.
And it had kind of like a grayish tone to the whole film. Yeah. Like, it wasn't filmed with natural lighting. They did something to it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it looked like you were in a coal mine the whole time. Like, you ever see those old-time photographs of, like, people in Pennsylvania in the coal mines? And it looked like that the whole time, you know?
Yeah. But it's very well done. And I'm just shocked how it hasn't... I've not seen it get any awards.
Yeah,
and
I don't
it's
know.
Just been totally snubbed, and you've got a lot of other films that aren't as good getting. But they also don't really nominate sci-fi movies for any of these awards. You have to be a serious drama of someone dying of Alzheimer's or cancer.
Yeah, unless you're Star Wars or Alien.
Yeah, right? There you go, yeah. The huge, huge blockbusters, they literally cannot ignore you at that point.
Yeah. Yes. Not even, like, an MTV award? Huh.
Yeah, not that I've looked it up to see, like, you know, because I expected it to get a whole bunch of special effects awards, but it got nothing. Because even the outside scenes look pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I thought it looked very realistic.
Yeah. The way the world was all frozen and destroyed.
Yeah, and the train moved along, it looked very good.
It looked really cool.
Yeah, I mean, that could have looked awful with the way they do CGI now.
Yeah.
So
someone could have built a foam core set and just sprayed it with, you know.
Just a Lionel set, just some ice cubes.
Yeah, exactly.
Call it good.
So it's pretty clear out tonight. We can see an awful lot of stars today.
Yeah. You just look right behind you right there. Yeah. So Orion.
Yeah. Yep, there's the Egyptian Giza, right? Yep.
Oh, yeah.
The model, Orion's belt, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, you know the relationship between Orion's belt and the Milky Way is the same relationship between the three pyramids and the Nile River.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. They actually mapped the entire Orion constellation, in a sense, out on the there, and some people still don't believe, even though it's absolutely perfect line in alignment, distance wise and everything. It's like a scale model.
What do they call Orion?
Orion. I don't know. Oh, no, he was actually like, what, Osiris or...
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Because,
like, Osiris was from there, I think, and then Isis was from Sirius.
Was from Syria.
Cirrus, or whatever. Cirrus, right? Is it Cirrus, the star system?
Sirius?
Yeah.
Good times.
None of the Egyptian lore was in Snowpiercer.
We just got stuck talking about
a tangent again. Yeah. Jason's wife brought him a grilled cheese sandwich. Is it pretty good?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's got beetroot cheese.
Is it rye bread or is it regular?
It's toasted.
Toasted? You don't know what kind of
bread? No, I don't know what kind it is.
It's probably like 3 days old. She's like, well, we got to get rid of this. I better toast it so he doesn't notice.
Yeah. Well... How are we doing on time?
I think we're pretty good. So, Snowpiercer.
Yes.
Check it out.
Go see it.
Yeah.
Tell your friends about it if you've already seen it. Tell people about it. More people need to see it. It needs more respect.
It does. Definitely. Yeah. And then sometime I'll get Jason to watch Automata with Antonio Banderas about robots who...
My hero.
Yeah. It's a bunch of robots who... I guess they kind of come to life. Yeah, it's pretty cool. If you haven't seen that, it's on Netflix also. And in a future episode, probably many, many months from now, we'll talk about that. All right, well, we're going to enjoy this fire out here and by the traffic. If you hear any background noise, that's the I-90 traffic in Issaquah.
It's a full-on freeway.
Yep. he has a yard right by the freeway, and we got a fire going. And we're going to enjoy the fire. Jason's going to enjoy the rest of his sandwich. And you guys have a great day. Thanks for listening to the Super Awesome Geek Show.
Thank you.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Super Awesome Geek Show. We have new episodes every Friday. Interviews and other cool stuff go up on Tuesdays when we have them. You can find us at superawesomegeekshow.com, on Facebook at facebook.com/superawesomegeekshow. We're on Twitter at Awesome Geek Show. We have a Patreon account, patreon.com/superawesomegeekshow. All your pledges help, and we really appreciate the support. If you'd like to participate and or be on the show, just email me, john@mowich.net. Well, from all of us hosts, we'd like to thank you for listening. Hope you have a good week. And join us next time on the Super Awesome Geek Show. See you later, everyone.